Some of the sloppiness today, you know, some of the performance on a stage when you guys had so much on the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's just about preparation. I mean, we prepare hard. It's just about execution at that point. I don't think we executed like we should have. You know, we got a lot of room to work. I mean, we got to get ready for next year and next week now. So just got to move forward.
A little bit from the outside, it appeared that maybe there wasn't the urgency of a team playing for its playoff future today. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, no, not at all. We came in, we knew what we had to do. Man, we a fight. We're a gritty team. Just things didn't go our way. We had a compound of penalties in the fourth quarter that really set us back. So, you know, it's just with those penalties and, you know, doing what we did, we just didn't do enough to win today.
That said, how much of this is you kind of your own undoing?
Can you ask the question again?
Do you feel like you guys beat yourselves more?
Every game that we lost, honestly and truly, I feel like we beat ourselves. I don't feel like too many people beat the Detroit Lions besides us. And, you know, it's just hard, especially when you realize that and you're trying to fix it.
You said that you think you guys are just beating yourselves. Why is that? I mean, seven losses now. Why do you think you've beaten yourselves so many times this year?
I mean, it's a lot of different things. I mean, it's hard to really pinpoint one thing specifically. But, like I said, we didn't do enough to win today. Each time that we lost, we didn't do enough to win. And like I said, I don't think that we've been beat too often this year. I think that we beat ourselves.
Now that you're out of the playoffs, people are going to point the finger at Jim Fair, not Caldwell. Do you think that's fair? I mean, what do you think?
Honestly, I mean, that's fine. You could point whoever you want to. I mean, we in-house with it. You know, we just worried about strengthening ourselves. I mean, the outside noise, that's fine. It's just not really a big factor right now.
What have you learned about NFL football that in a game like this, a team with a bad record with nothing to play for can still beat a team?
Anytime you step on the field with an NFL team, don't matter who it is or the record, you have a possibility of getting beat. The NFL team, and everyone's here in the NFL for a reason because they're elite, no matter their record.
Thank you.